From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkish state media report at least 20 Kurdish militants were killed in Turkish airstrikes on northern Iraq early Wednesday. Turkey's F-16 fighter jets targeted members of the outlawed Kurdish Workers Party, or PKK, in a mountainous region near Iraq's border with Turkey. That's according to the Anadolu News Agency. A two-year-old ceasefire and peace process between Turkey's government and the PKK collapsed in July 2015. A prominent journalist was killed in a car bombing in Ukraine's capital of Kiev Wednesday, sending shockwaves through the Ukrainian journalist community. The country's top online news website, Ukrainska Pravda, said its journalist Pavel Sheremet died in an explosion early Wednesday as he got into his car to drive to work to anchor a talk show on a local radio station. The publication said the car was owned by its editor-in-chief. Images on the scene showed smoke rising and a car engulfed in flames in the middle of a cobbled street. An advisor to the Ukrainian Interior Minister said in a Facebook post that an improvised explosive device was planted underneath the car. Meanwhile, President Petro Poroshenko described his death as a crime and terrible tragedy, saying the guilty must be punished. Prime Minister Theresa May is making her first overseas trip as Britain's leader Wednesday to meet German Chancellor Angela Merkel. She's a key figure in negotiating Britain's exit from the European Union. A week ago, May replaced David Cameron. He resigned in the wake of Britain's decision to leave the 28-nation bloc. This is VOA News.